Holy Culture Radio.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's...
What in the ham sandwich?
We sorry to ban it, though. Letting y'all know. Don't take it personal. It's just business.
This is what I want to say to them. Yeah. They gave me a new era type fit.
There you go.
Not that old flex fit. You know what I'm saying?
One size fit all fit.
And the shorty go up to the altar doing the huck a buck. But it looked more like a Poland lap dance.
There you go.
She might be a church sniper.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Don't jaw me to death.
Don't jaw me.
We praying for you, B.
We praying for you,
man. But you dead wrong, man.
You dead
look,
wrong.
We don't shoot no hot ones on the show.
Nah.
We got to call a spade, man.
Yeah.
What in the ham sandwich?
Yeah. Ham sandwich show.
Yes, sir.
The kid Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy, Saint Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer Beast Boy.
And I am Treasia.
And we're back in the building. DJ I-Rock G's on the ones and twos. Young Kisa. You know what I mean? Doing this thing. We got a ridiculously hard beat that we about to freestyle over. I'm wearing my Christmas sweater. It's not even Christmas yet. I got on Christmas sweater, ball shorts, flip-flops, and a hat with glasses. It's looking real bad up in here right now. But I'm really about the flow. Sean Slaughter coming through, raining like the snow. Oh, you my bro? Thought you knew, now you know. Ham sandwich show, now we got the L flow. H2O water, Slaughter. Better go tell your son and daughter. Flip it like a quarter. What you gonna do when the show's out of order? I rock Jesus, spinning on the tables. Yes, we come through and we do not spit no fables. Like Cain, I am able. You are running like a stable. Yes, 1,000 horses. Yes, we coming through, pussing mad Porsches. But I'm not prosperity preacher or teacher. I'll reach ya. I come through you acting like Beaker from the Muppets. Yes, I can crump it. You wanna see me crump? Cause if I do, then I'll shut it down. Coming through from the town. Everybody coming through, your drawers look brown. Wow, you stank. I be coming through, you be sipping on that drink. Then I come up and slap your face with the Bible. It's so suicidal, splash you like a title. Everybody wanna be the rival of the ham. But you can't do it just like we can. Yes, I can. I'm not the man. Jesus Christ in the sky, wave your hand. Yes, of his style, I'm a fan. And I'll knock your butt out just like Bam Bam. Bigelow, I'm not a gigolo. I be coming through, they call me Slaughter the Bigelow. What you gonna do? I do not have the style now. Everybody wanna come and smile now. I be coming through with the freestyle flow tight. Everybody wanna come through. Good night, bye, peace. You cannot see us. It's all good, use a butt head just like Divas. They got me laughing, I'm trashing. Just like Dame, I am dashing, flashing. Cats coming through, they wanna cash in. I'm thrashing. What you gonna do when I take the beat and smash it? It's WWE. I be coming through, now you wanna dub me? You wanna copy me? S to the E, A to the N. Tell a friend, go grab a pen, cause you can't freestyle. You ain't got no style. Like the coyote, call me wow. I'm the road runner. Yes, the number one stunner. But I do not kiss men like Lil Wayne and Baby. I be coming through because your style is so shady. Oh, you use a dude, but you're acting like a lady. Oh, I'm so sorry. It's just jokes. Call me Bari. But now I got a pass to the Cook Dog. I've been rhyming for like 3 minutes. Yes, I'm a hog. The Cook Dog, take the beat over. Ain't no luck like a four-leaf clover. Done.
Ow. He stuck me. I've been with them needles. He clucked me. But don't you know, Sean ripped it. I don't know what to say. I'm like King Tut. But hey, everybody, what you gonna do? When I roll over you, I say one makes seven.
What?
On the toilet. What that toilet do? Bubble in the bubble. But don't you know, everybody love when I talk. Sometimes they don't, but don't you know, I don't care. It's about Jesus. Anywhere. But hey, don't you know, stop having bad credit. You can't buy a piece of bubble gum. So what you do? You got 10 fingers walking from Rose's booth. But don't you know, Walmart is in the building. Target got the bullseye on your fliggle.
Come on.
Don't you know, hey, Kmart, that don't mean that you smart. Hey,
smart.
Don't you know, somebody's retarded. The LD emotionally disturbed.
Woo!
They got 5 kids looking like gribbling biz. But hey, it's time to go. It's time for the Ham Sandwich Show, bro.
Oh.
I got Man, Red Dog. I got Jones. I got Moore. I got everybody on the floor. So get up, man. Get off the draw. And don't forget those streaks. Put them in the closet, boy.
It's the What in the Ham Sandwich Show.
Yes, sir.
We excited to be here.
That beat is making me crazy.
That beat is unbuckable.
I want to buckle somebody right now.
Hey, yo, can I just turn off my Christianity for 1 hour?
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Hop on the car, ride down on Grammy Street, and just jack a fool. Just for 1 hour. Can I just jack a fool for 1 hour? You know what I'm saying? I repent. You know what I'm saying?
You sure this Jesus music?
All the way.
Sick.
Welcome to the What in the Ham Sandwich Show. Everybody's in the building.
Yeah.
And it's good to be back, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Happy turkey. Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, you know what I'm saying? All that and more, you know what I'm saying? All that in a bag of Cheetos, you know what I mean? We cut through the fat, give you the facts, you know what I'm saying? No jaw work, no Popeye talking, no dolphin talking,
for sure.
You know what I'm saying? No guppy talking, no bloop bloop.
No bloop bloops.
You know what I'm saying? No chattering. We keep it real. 100, 100.
100.
You know what I'm saying? Big shouts out to all the official hamsters.
Yes, sir.
All those who've rocked with us from day one.
Day one!
You know what I'm saying? And if you're rocking with us on day 146, we ain't mad. It's all good. We got love. You know what I mean? How y'all been, y'all? How everybody doing?
Everybody's lovely. Yeah, man.
Everybody.
You gonna speak
good.
For everybody.
Yeah, everybody's good.
You know what I'm saying? How you doing, Rock?
I'm doing better. I was sick the whole holiday.
That dude was sick on Thanksgiving.
Darn!
Yeah.
It don't get no worse than
that,
though.
He was sick on the giving. He wasn't able to give or take. Hey, or partake.
It was happening.
Hey, Keys, how's your Thanksgiving? Huh? It's good? That's what's up, yo.
He told me he just wanted pie. He said he had a pie and a Cornish hen.
So how you gonna eat a pie and a Cornish hen on Thanksgiving?
Boy, y'all retarded.
That dude Marquise, that dude eat like a trash compactor.
He needs some stamp.
You know what I'm saying? Don't gain an ounce of weight.
I know it.
You know what I mean? So that's
he might be gaining his ass though, cause his ass keep closed.
His eyelids gain weight.
Yeah. Eyelid shut every time I almost see him, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Do some eye push-ups.
Matter of fact, for all y'all ladies out there, Marquise, you know what I mean? Chinky eye dude.
Yeah.
How old are you? 17? He be 18 next. Oh, he be 18 next Thursday. He'll be legal.
That's what's up.
He'll be legal. You know what I'm saying? So for all y'all.
Come on, Jurgens.
You know what I'm saying? For y'all cougars. You know what I mean? All y'all cougars want to holler at 18-year-old boy. Y'all 40 pluses.
For sure.
He's on the market.
He on the market.
Cougar town. You know what I mean?
No more sticky socks.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
I mean.
For sure.
Anyway, we got to move on.
His brother be like, why is he pouring glue on his socks? What is wrong with him?
His head
no more arts and crafts.
What is his head and shoulders? Anyway, you know what I'm saying? We know we rag on you because we love you.
Yeah, for
Razzle
sure.
Razzle-dazzle.
You know what I'm saying? We're getting the we're going to get some ham news. Big announcement.
Big.
We've been tapped by JCTV to produce a program for JCTV. You know what I'm saying? And the program is going to be called Life Is with Sean Slaughter. I'm going to have my cohorts with me, Cook Dog and True Age, as somebody called you on the line. Yeah. Called you True Age. And, you know what I'm saying? So that's going to be, you know what I'm saying? We're going to shoot a pilot to air in January. It's an hour show. It's a weekly show. And it's going to be on JCTV and some TBN stations. Here's a good thing about it, though. Here's a good thing about it. You know what I'm saying? Because I know what y'all thinking. Y'all like, oh, no. Ham show about to go soft. Oh, no. They about to go commercial. You know what I mean? Well, you know what I'm saying? Anytime you blow up or do bigger things, you know what I'm saying? You definitely have to compromise some things. That's just obvious. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And, but, you know what I'm saying? The good thing about it is that in front of our show, they're putting a warning. And I was happy about that.
All day.
Because the warning basically says, the views and opinions of the so-and-so show does not reflect so-and-so of TBN. And I was happy about that. Because what that means is that gives us a license to do what we do.
That's right.
Now, we might not be able to be as raw as we are on the Ham Sandwich Show, and we'll still have the Ham Sandwich Show for the podcasters and those that want that. But trust me, you're going to have a show on TBN and on JCTV like you've never seen before.
All day.
Because we're not creating a TBN show. And we're not creating a JCTV show.
Believe that.
Believe that.
Believe that.
So stay tuned for that. It's going to be real dope. You know what I mean? We're working on it right now. What was the award show?
Soul Train.
The Soul Train Award.
How was the awards?
Off the chain.
Sound was good.
Sound was crazy.
Performance was good.
Anita Baker was that tribute was crazy.
Right.
With Faith Evans and the girls, that joint was sick.
I heard R. Kelly shut the whole joint down.
R. Kelly shut that joint down.
Took him back to the 50s.
Bruno 50s. Shut that jank
Bruno
down.
Miles.
Tank shut that jank down.
I want to be a millionaire. So freaking
mad. That's one of the... I'm glad. And then I'm going to get the Soul Train. It's coming back. Like the new version.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
You know
January.
What I'm
who hosting it?
The two that just hosted the show the last. Yeah.
Who? Terrence Howard. Yeah.
Terrence Howard and who?
Hey, yo, how come crazy
Terrence
people.
Howard.
Yeah, Terrence Howard.
Oh, no.
The actor?
Yeah.
No, why would they do that? He didn't have the personality for it.
And he got that widow's peak. You know what I'm saying? He got he got that same problem that Patrick Ewing had.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That little cut, that joint come down like right here. Like, dog, you're not Batman. You ain't got a Batman mask off. Cut that widow's peak, dog.
If y'all see the show, you got your man up there from CNN.
Oh, Wolf Blitzer.
Yes. Trying to do the Dougie.
Yeah.
It's already on YouTube.
I heard it was embarrassing.
It's already on YouTube.
And it was enlightening at the same
yes.
time.
Yes. You know funny.
And so that's what that is. How come genius is always so crazy, yo?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? How come it take a pedophile to make a great song?
I know it.
You know what I'm saying? James Brown was crazy. You know what I'm saying? All the crazy people are geniuses.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For some reason.
You know what I mean? So anyway, that's what it is, man. It's so good to be back.
How was Black Friday, son?
Black, I don't know. I was
we don't know. We was blacked out. I was
at the crib.
They do it
and dashed out.
Walked out.
You know why? You know why they did that?
Because commotion.
But they got caught though.
But I'm gonna tell you why they did that. Because I was at Target, maybe on Black Friday or Thursday before.
Friday.
I was at Target, and I was also at Walmart. Them security people is not stopping me.
No.
And Target, it was like some 5'7" dude with waves. I was like, if I grab a TV, this dude is not stopping me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then in Walmart, you know what I'm saying, you got old Mr. Jeeves. You know what I'm saying? He about 196 years old.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? And he's about one breath away from casket time. And that dude supposed to stop me from stealing stuff?
I beat him in the head with a 32 inch.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll steal a 32 inch and beat him in the head with a remote. You need to have some Debos up there.
Yes, sir.
Walmart, Target, spend the money. Yes, go sir. Hire professional security.
Especially on them days.
Stop hiring these, especially on these days. Yeah. Stop hiring them Hampton University, Norfolk State students. You know what I'm saying?
And then don't forget, you got the ladies and the guys, and I'm not joking, cause it, in the wheelchairs.
Don't go there, sir.
Oh, no.
Don't
no,
go
no,
there.
No,
don't do that, sir.
I'm just saying.
They going to stop the body.
I'm just saying, they're not going.
They just greeters. That's all they are.
They greeters.
So if somebody steals out, what are they going to do? Trip them
they greet. We're not talking about greeters.
They're not meant to stop them from doing
we're talking about security.
Oh, all right.
We're talking about dudes
we
looking like.
We just walk past them.
Right. Dudes looking like little boys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Scared to check you. Scared to say something to you.
So my
cashier
receipt?
No, I'm out.
No, all right,
then.
You got that one?
Hey, yo, I bought that water at the bottom of my cart. That's mine.
And I bet you them wasn't all. I bet you them wasn't all the TVs either.
Nah,
people who work back shift
all day
was loading them in the back. They do that all day.
Hey, yo, if you Walmart, you Target.
Yes, sir.
Step your security game up around the holidays.
Yes, sir.
It's a recession, and dudes is not playing. These dudes is brazen.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, and so look, let's take a break and let's play some music. It's Sean Cook, True, I Rock in the Building, Young Keese on the engineer. Let's go.
Shopping tag popping like a willy. Okay. Hey, this is something special in the making. You can feel it. This is more than just some music. It's a movement. Can't conceal it. New boat, new clout. Oh, my boy, say you wildin', homie. Dude, drop a couple pounds. Now you think you stylin', homie. Nah, bruh. Only lies, but disguise. That ain't me. That ain't me. You can miss me like a bite. You know I'm one sight, one love. If you knew the old me, tell you one just ain't enough. But the oldest passed away, even though I'm still breathing. Stay bold, fast, and brave. I'm looking for the day I see him, Adam. Because he's where my hope lies. Not in me, not in man. Cause even the Pope dies. See, we all born lost, and man, we never find direction. You can trust we never will, man, without divine election. Hey, I'm acting brand new, cause he made me brand new. You don't understand reason, you don't understand truth. In him, my life is not my own, and by faith.
They say I'm
back in boy,
home of boys. told my boys say I'm acting brand new.
You know I'm.
Everybody's on the grind, hustling for something. So my question is, what are you hustling for?
Hey, I see you riding by so fly. Tell me what you gonna do when you down, screaming at them like, hey. I see you riding by so fly. Tell me what you gonna do when you down, screaming at them like, hey. Tell me what you gonna do when you down, screaming at them like, hey. So if you wanna know about life, I can point you to the way I gave me my life. Excuse me, can I prescribe a remedy that easily will set you free? Christ died for you and me. If I was you, I would turn. Cause one day the sky crack and the judge will return. And when I say turn, I don't mean just to attend church. But count everything as lost and look to Christ for self-worth. Your money, guap, cheese, queso. Use it to his glory, don't move lest he say so. The cars, job, shoes, clothes, make it all secondary in pursuit of the Lord. Commune with a group of people that's doing the same thing. Cause it's the body of Christ is what we use to make change. I don't grind cause I'm free. I grind cause I believe. And it's me and other people that's doing the same thing. We hold to the same dream to see Christ glorified and marvel at his greatness. See you on the other side.
Lord, you know who I am. And lately, Lord, I've just been feeling like I've been getting them temptations, you know what I'm saying? Like going back on the block. I need you to talk to me, Lord. It seems like I pray and ask you to talk to me.
One Ham Sandwich Show.
We back.
Sean Cooking True. And today for the show, man, we want to show some fan appreciation. You know what I'm saying? We like taking our callers. You know, if you call the ham hotline, which is 757-325-9493, 757-325-9493. You know what I'm saying? Leave your message, man. And we go through the messages. We have a lot of messages, a lot of callers, a lot of good, interesting stuff people are saying, comments and stuff. And so call, leave your message, man. We'll try to get to you if your comment is good. You know what I'm saying? Or go to thehamsandwichshow.com and join in the conversation, y'all. People are asking a lot of questions, a lot of hard questions. And the reason that we do the show, the reason that we're even doing the show coming up on JCTV is because people have issues, they have questions, and they want to know, how do I live this Christian life in this culture, at this time, at this point, in this season? You know what I'm saying? How do these things apply to me? You know what I'm saying? How can I do this, you know? And so that's why we do the show, man. Let's go ahead and do the first ham caller and see what they're talking about.
Yes, I partook in a ham sandwich not too long ago, and it was ham, but there was cheese in it, and I'm just wondering, am I going to be okay? Anyway, holler back. This is your boy JD, you know what I'm saying? Holler back on the ham with cheese sandwich. Sorry about that. Thank you, and God bless, and love you always, Sean.
Oh,
hold up.
Hold on, JB, that's my man.
Hold up. First of all,
I love you always.
First of all, you got to realize that sometimes we do have autistic callers that call. That's number one. You know what I'm saying? That's number one. Number two, the joke is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Until you said love you always.
That love you always erased everything before.
Like, what are you, Whitney Houston? You know what I'm saying?
I will.
All right, so anyway, that was a funny one. Let's take another ham caller.
Thanks for calling, JB.
Yo, what's going on? Jason from the MIA, but I actually live in South Carolina now, so I'm actually kind of close to y'all. But anyway, I don't know if you guys covered this topic or not. I know you guys just finished having the show, I think, yesterday or last night. But one of my kids, I'm a school teacher at a high school, and one of my kids told me that, you know, there's this whole MC Hammer Jay-Z beef thing going on. And I went ahead and I looked at the video from Hammer, and I wanted to ask you guys, do you think it's appropriate, or is there any time that is appropriate for a Christian artist to battle or challenge or in a way make accusations about someone just based off of either their opinions or their hunches versus, like, actual facts? I mean, because I remember you guys covered the whole Illuminati thing and Jay-Z thing and whatnot. Because of the fact that it is not general knowledge that he's never said that he was, or whatever the case may be, you know, do you think Hammer was in an appropriate spot as a Christian, as a professing Christian, at least I should say, to make a video swinging back or challenging back or accusing him or whatever the case may be? I want to know what you guys think about that. All right? Peace.
That's what's up. Jason, thank you for your comment from MIA. For all those that don't know, Hammer made a video.
Yes.
A music video.
Embarrassing.
Dissing Jay-Z. Okay.
Was he trying to make a comeback or something?
This might be, you know what I'm saying, one of the top 10 worst videos I've ever seen in my life.
The top 10 in 2010.
You know what I'm saying? No, top 10 all time. You know what I'm saying? But Jason, you raised a great question.
Yeah, he asked a great question.
Should Christians, it's kind of two questions in one. Number one, I guess should Christians go after other artists, whether they're Christians or not?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Do they have that? Can they do that? You know what I'm saying? And here's what I would say to you, man. I have two thoughts on that. My first thought is, you know, you did say, right, you know, MC Hammer is a professing Christian. You know what I'm saying? He's what I call a TV Christian. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Where they're Christian.
After their secular career falls off.
Right. You know what I'm saying? They're more Christian by culture than by kingdom. Y'all didn't catch that.
Hallelujah.
Y'all didn't. Hallelujah. Y'all didn't.
That boat don't buy time.
Dutch praise.
Y'all didn't get that. And then he asks, should Christians attack others? You know what I'm saying? I guess in rap, like kind of battle. And should they give opinions on situations they don't have full facts on? And I think that, you know, number one, as far as battling, okay, there's an artist I'm not going to mention. He's a local artist, all right? Yeah. All right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this show might leave somebody salty. So the dude, have you seen it on my YouTube? Okay, you haven't seen it. So the dude goes on my YouTube, and yo, Sean, yo, I can't believe you're wearing that Illuminati shirt in your Who We Are video. I got a green shirt with a big eye on it, and the eye has an apple in the middle. It looks like the eyeball. It's red, and it says Psalm 17:7, which reads, "He is the apple of my eye." I can't believe you rocking that Illuminati shirt, all this Illuminati stuff going around. I can't believe you putting that out there. How could you? I'm shutting Christian hip hop down. I'm shutting rap down. You know what I'm saying? That's a shame to the body. You should be ashamed of yourself and apologize to the body of Christ. Then he writes another email. How could you do that for publicity, so and so and so forth? And so I wrote an email back. I said, first of all, I said the shirt is an eye with an apple in the middle, and it says Psalm 17:7, and it's from a company called C28, which is a Christian clothing store. It's a Christian shirt, so it has meaning. You know what I'm saying? I said, that's number one. I said, number two, I said, if you don't like things with eyes on them, you need to burn every dollar in your pocket, because on the back of them, every dollar in your pocket has an eye on it.
All day.
You know what I'm saying? I said, come on, dog. Study to show yourself approved. You know what I'm saying? That was my rebuttal. So, yes, you can offer a rebuttal. You know what I'm saying? Maybe not a battle track, but I think certain times you have to rebuttal. So, he writes back, I read the description. I ain't seen nothing to the shirt, obviously. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't know what you're talking about. I ain't seen nothing to the shirt. And you need to take that shirt off. So I was gonna write him back, and I said, you know what? I ain't even gonna entertain this cat. You know what I mean? Because the reality is, if you was real, you would have called me
for sure.
Cause you got my number, and you live 20 miles from me. I'm keeping it funky right now.
You keeping it funky.
Right? So then after that, you had all these people start writing comments. You're showing the video's hot. You had a dude write a testimony or showing the video. I said, you know what? I ain't got to speak for myself.
Let the fans speak.
And then you go right back and apologize. Maybe I came too hard. You know, I'm a street dude. I should have handled it differently.
You ain't no real street dude.
Not a real street dude,
you
dog.
You know I live.
Because if you do, you wouldn't have had a YouTube argument. And there really wasn't no argument. You know what I'm saying? But you wouldn't have got at me on YouTube. Okay. Hey, yo, I got at that dude on YouTube, son. I got that dude, son. That's not real.
That's
you
feel
what I'm saying? So in certain times you have to offer a rebuttal, especially for foolishness. But then at a certain point, you know what I'm saying, where you know that this is going to lead to something that really is not going to benefit anybody, you draw it back. Now, I'm not a whole, you know, there's a guy named Bizzle and he's done some diss tracks. I really, you know, the dude could spit his face off. I really want to fill in the track because I didn't know what the purpose was. It got a whole bunch of Christians hype. I really wasn't feeling it myself.
But what does that do for the kingdom?
Right. I have no idea. Well, here's his number one. When people see the eye, that's not even Illuminati. That's a Mason symbol.
Right. Yeah.
So due to knowledge, that's number one. Number two, Jay-Z came out and actually had an interview with Cornel West.
Right. On the Fuse.
And said, I am not Illuminati or Mason. Stop saying that. You know what I mean? He said it in the song with Rick Ross. And so, obviously, he's saying, I'm not this. But we want to say he's this because it makes him an easy target. Right. See, the thing about us, we like aiming at easy targets.
Right.
Because we don't actually want to work to promote the gospel.
Right.
And so because we don't want to work to promote the gospel, we don't want to study, show ourselves approved, we look for an enemy and we destroy him to build the gospel up.
For sure.
But what you're really saying is that Jesus is not powerful enough to stand on his own. So I got to go look at somebody to be a scapegoat.
Hey-ya.
You know what I'm saying? So that I can promote Jesus.
And in reality, you ain't doing that but making Jay-Z sell more records.
That's all you do.
That's all you doing. You blowing him up.
And you selling less. You selling -5 last year.
You going double wood. And all you doing.
Double penny.
Is bringing more attention to Jay-Z.
Exactly. Who's not paying you any attention because who are you to him?
Nothing. And he don't even know you.
Exactly.
You know
what I'm saying? You're nobody.
That's the first thing. The second thing is about the opinion.
See,
can we offer an opinion without all of the facts? I think you can. That's what the news is. But just like any news, like we're pretty much a reporting, a news type show. We talk about topics and issues. We go and we corroborate. We go and research. And we try to get the majority of the facts. The reality is you'll never know all of the facts.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You'll never know all of the facts. But what you can do is you can put in some research and try to gather most of the facts and offer an opinion based on those facts. And obviously our opinion that we offer, you know what I'm saying, is we just give you a bunch of opinions and then we go and see what the Word of God has to say about it. But you can offer an opinion without all the facts. Should you offer an opinion maybe off of a headline? No. Should you offer an opinion if you heard a story for the first time and didn't do no research? No. But if you've gone and you looked at some stories, you looked at a couple of newscasts, you get a gist of what's going on, you get an idea of what's going on, you'll never know all the facts. The Bishop Eddie Long thing, you'll never know all the facts. But you can go and you can find stories on CNN, videos, so on and so on and so forth, and you can gather a good majority of facts and offer an opinion. You know what I'm saying? So that's what that is. That was a good question.
Yeah, it was.
Good question. MC Hammer.
Just sit down.
Real talk.
Sit down somewhere.
You know what I'm
saying? It's your fault you lost all your millions.
And stop calling yourself a Christian because you're embarrassing us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't rap.
You can't make a comeback because your whack is whack.
And don't be hard.
Yeah.
You make a comeback and you don't even make a comeback in Zumba pants dancing.
Yeah.
If you're gonna make a comeback, put the Zumba pants back on and start dancing.
Yeah.
Don't come back. Hey, yo, Keys, which the hard MC Hammer? Is that we gotta pray, MC Hammer?
We gotta pray.
No. Remember he did the dancing one, but then he had the video with the Scully and stuff?
I forgot you're talking about.
Bumps in the bump?
Bumps in the bump.
We don't want bumps in the bump, MC Hammer. We want, bring that back. What he's doing is what Lil' Kim is doing to Nicki Minaj. Lil' Kim is trying to revive her career by dissing Nicki Minaj.
Right.
But MC Hammer?
Come on.
Come on. Verse really? JC.
Yeah.
That don't even sound right.
You could have picked Trey Songz and been better off.
Nah.
It's embarrassing.
He just do what he do.
Hey, yo, look. We're going to get some more topics, some more callers. Sean Cook, True. High Rocks on the Unos and Doses.
Killing it.
You know what I'm saying? Young Keys holding down the boards. Ham Sandwich Show, we'll be back.
Whole Culture Radio.
Yeah, girl, you so special. You make a bro want to sing, you know what I mean?
What you mean I can't sing?
This is a little love song for all my gentlemen. Classy ladies.
Red!
If you a player out there, sit your tail down somewhere and grow up.
We can be more, lady. We can be more. Yeah. We can be more, lady. We can be more.
We can be more, lady. We can be more.
Yeah.
We can be more, lady. We can be more.
Yeah.
I remember when you caught my eyes, I was gazing. You were such a beautiful part of God's creation.
Beautiful.
Hey, I can tell you, son, made no raisins.
Yeah.
I was thinking we could be more like the Ravens.
Yeah.
Couple years later, we best friends and partners. Playing on the same team, baby, two starters. This marriage is amazing. It's still getting better yet. And we can always be more, boo. Never let.
We could be more, lady. We could be more. We could be more, lady. We could be more.
Let's be more than a one-hitter quitter.
Yeah.
A one-night stand that gets blasted on Twitter.
Yeah.
Let's show the world that real love can make it. With God on our side, every trial we can face it.
Yeah.
We can outlast the test of time. You keep your virginity and I'll keep mine.
No
until the glorious day when we intertwine. As husband and wife, ain't no sin on our mind. Yo, we could be walking down the aisles, matching with the bands on our hands with a smile. Later down the line, chillin' with our first child. Sitting back thinking like, man, this is wild. Peace in our relationship ain't nothing but a foul. Friends that are married having fun all the while. The world is like,
wow.
We can show them the right way. No more child's play. Let me be your good thing, you'll be glad that you're
here.
Me. What's to lose if I'm in love with my best friend? Hurt and pain, we used to throw it in the bag. Christ will take our baggage and throw it in the trash. Let's be more, move into Maryland. Go against the grain to the end, we'll be hand in hand. Family matters, so we can be the Winslows. We can be Chicago, I could be that windblow. I could be the quarterback, you could be the team. That Brett Favre steals, I will never leave. This a covenant, God will be our covering. Bind us in together, way beyond our government.
We can be more, lady, we can be more.
Yeah.
We can be more, lady, we can be more.
Will you be my Ricky or Bobby, my new addition?
Yeah.
I could be a candy girl and more good for nutrition. I'm a Proverbs 31, true to the heart. You a man of God for real, not just front and apart. When we together and alone, you always protect our purity. Fort Knox unlocked, kind of security. Heart never wondering, hands never traveling. Never felt your eyes mentally unraveling.
Nah.
My physical features, you my best friend for life. You a keeper, me all dressed in white. I'ma meet ya, damn at the altar, spitting veils with the preacher.
I remember thinking back then, will your boy Flame ever meet him a friend? Friend of love Jesus and when I hate sin. I was like, nah, that probably ain't God's will for him. So I stopped searching, plus I couldn't find one. I'm in a rough spot, looking for a diamond. I'm cool, God, for you, I'ma go hard. If you're looking for me, see my hand to the plow. The love came sucking like a nose guard. It made us all something, made a man go wow. I'm married to my best friend. Crystal went and put the ring on my left hand.
Yeah.
You make a brother want to sing. Step, you make a brother want to sing. We can be more, lady, we can be more. We can be more, lady, we can be more. Yeah. Now look that lady in the eye. Yeah. Now look that lady in the eye. Tell her
we can be more, lady, we can be more.
We can be more, lady, we can be more.
Yeah.
We can be more, lady, we can be more.
Yeah. Yeah. Started off friends, just chopping it up.
Uh-huh.
It's funny how time flies now. Look at us.
Come on.
We used to kick back, thinking things to dream up.
I know.
I couldn't breathe without you. We was two kids in love. You was Mr. Shy Guy. I was in a rush.
What?
I'm feeling like a kid again. I think I got a crush. Birds of a feather, willing to do whatever.
Uh-huh.
You taught me how to fight for this love. You make me better. Now you're my forever. Nobody will love you better. I ain't sharp as iron. You and me, we sharp as cheddar.
Shut up.
I don't need no money, material things, however. As long as we a team, loving you will be my pleasure.
Let's do it. You make a brother want to sing. Step, you make a brother want to sing. We can be more, lady, we can be more. We can be more, lady, we can be more. Yeah. Now look that lady in the eye. Yeah. Now look that lady in the eye. Tell her
we can be more, lady, we can be more.
We can be more, lady, we can be more.
Hey, Ham Sandwich Show.
Sick.
Sean Slaughter, Cook Dog, True Asia. And if you're not listening live right now, or you haven't heard the full podcast, maybe you're on one of our syndicated radio shows, and you only get the ham 20-minute shortened segments, go to thehamsandwichshow.com and listen to the remix of the Show Baraka, We Can Be More.
Yes.
The Ham Mix. DJ I Rock Jesus. Show Baraka has a song called We Can Be More. Incredible. Yeah. DJ JR. Show Baraka did a remix with guys and girls. You know what I'm saying? We Can Be More featuring guys. We Can Be More featuring girls. I Rock took them joints and combined them.
Yes.
That, son.
I'm sick.
That's a remix, man. That
might be one of the hottest joints I heard this year.
For sure.
I ain't going to front you one, son.
I ain't going to front you one either.
That's one of the hottest joints I've heard this year. The Show Baraka, We Can Be More, Ham Remix.
Yeah.
By Ham. By DJ I-Rock Jesus.
I got an idea.
On the Ham Show. So, yeah, Ham 147. If you're listening on the Ham 20, and you might not be getting the full Ham Show, go to thehamsandwichshow.com. Yeah, for all those that are syndicated, you might be getting the short 20-minute version of the Ham. You're not getting the full hour. Go to thehamsandwichshow.com or go to iTunes. And I type in the What in the Ham Sandwich Show. Download the full show. Not only the topics and stuff, ridiculous and longer, and we talk about them more. But I-Rock being here, acting a straight fool, acting foolish. You know what I'm saying? Playing some music and putting some stuff together that you're not going to hear nowhere else. So it's not only just worth the topic, but it's also worth the music as well. Let's go
I got an idea.
What's up?
I think we should do, like, every month, I-Rock should give us a beat, and we should remix a song, a hot song, every month, once a month. Me, you, and Cook.
So you mean remix? We got to write to it?
Yeah.
You already know how that go. Why we got to write to it?
Because maybe we're going to do it as, like, a song, right? Like a remix song.
Hey, yo, why you... You
know, each month, but only once a month.
You see I-Rock, cheesing from ear to ear. You know what I'm saying? Like he got acorns in his cheeks. You know, I-Rock love music. And I-Rock love remixes. Once a month?
Once a month. And we played on one of the shows.
You know it take me 8 months to write a feature. I got like 8 features I got to do. Enjoy. I'm sorry, y'all. If it's taking me forever to do the feature, it's coming. You know what I'm saying?
It don't have to be that long. Give me one verse a piece.
16 bars?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think? Cook ain't going to do it.
Mad silent over there.
Hey, yo, you never know. I
think the fans would love it.
We might be able to. Hey, yo, fans.
What you think, Keisha?
Fans, it is a good idea. Hit us up. Let me see what email. I don't know what email to give y'all. I got like a quatrillion of them. If you think it's a good idea that every month we take one song, and I'm not going to ask I-Rock. Sorry, no one's answer. We take one song and we just remix it. We write some verses for it and we drop it once a month. If you think it's a good idea, info@hamshow.tv. info@hamshow.tv. Or go to our Facebook. Go to the Ham Sandwich Show. Go to Facebook. Better yet, do that. Go to Facebook and let us know if it's a good idea. You know what I'm saying? Be like, yo, Sean Cook and Troy, y'all need to do that remix. We call it the remix project.
And leave us some ideas. If you think it's a good idea, leave us some ideas of what songs we should
do. You know what I'm saying? We call it like the Pepsi remix project. You know what I'm saying? Or we call it this, you know what I'm saying? What's a cheap soda? The City Cola remix project.
The hug juice.
The hug. We call it the hug quarter water remix project.
Coalition.com.
And then maybe we get the 10 songs and put them on the album. You know what I'm saying? But y'all got to buy that joint and we ain't doing it.
Telling you right now.
What you think, Cook? Are you going to freestyle every joint?
No, I ain't going to freestyle.
He mad quiet.
You going to write something?
I'm going to write something.
You a drummer, son. You going to write 16 balls.
Yeah. Don't shoot no hot ones.
All right, don't shoot no warmies. All right, let's go ahead and move into to the next caller.
Next caller.
Hey, Sean, True Age. And Cook, when you get his tooth taken care of, this is Chad from Alexandria, Virginia. I've called before. I'm trying to get on the Ham Network.
Chad.
I just need to find a picture to put up there. But anyway, I heard about the report that you all you know, talked about on the latest podcast. And I have a real quick question. How do you change the culture of African Americans nowadays towards education?
African Americans.
You know, you have a lot of parents these days that don't really know how to raise their kids. You know, they say as long as I put, you know, food on the table, J's on their feet and clothes on their back, I'm doing my job.
That boy preaching.
But they don't know that, you know, I really have to be concerned about their grades. I have to be concerned about their, you know, nutrition. I just give them McDonald's every day. How can you change the culture of the African-American community towards education? Number two,
well, sir,
you know, the churches are really failing the African-American community because if the churches were really doing their job, then these communities would reflect such. Said in another word, that, you know, if the church is really about its business and improving and empowering, you know, the people that attend their churches, they'd be, you know, less focused on getting money in the offering plate and more focused on how can we help these parents become better parents spiritually, you know, economically, and emotionally towards their children, and the churches are not really doing that. So how can you, you know, maybe you can give me some suggestions. Hopefully I get on the Ham Network and I see some suggestions because I'm a part of a commission here in Alexandria that's dealing with that question right now.
That's what's up.
So maybe you all can give us some insight that maybe we don't know in the commission already.
That's what's up.
Let me
that's Chad. Comment.
He tried to joke me, Shine.
How you trying to joke you?
He said get that tooth fixed.
No, because the last time you was out because you was getting a tooth pulled.
Yeah.
Oh. You know what I'm saying? I thought you tried to shoot me one.
Nah, he wasn't trying to shoot. Your warm one. You know what I'm saying? He's making sure your mouth good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that, dog.
Look at him. He about to diss and now you appreciate him.
No, I wasn't, dog.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I think as far as changing a culture, I think you have to first start with the relationship between the parents and the child. A lot of parents are kind of disconnected from their children. And so you have to first, you know, mend that relationship with the parent and the child. And you have to, first and foremost, you have to educate the parents.
Well,
how can they educate their kids or how can they respect education when they, you know, nobody has instilled that in them? You know, education wasn't important in their home. You know, all that was important was I got to go to work. I need somebody to watch my kids. They got to go to school.
Right.
It's not, you know, come home. And this is not all African Americans, of course. But, you know, it has to be more than just, you know, get up in the morning and go to school. And I go to work. And then we come home. And everybody's in their separate room doing their own thing.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? It starts with having dinner, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner together, if possible. You know, sitting at the table, having those conversations. It's more than just, you know, you know, going to school and come home is about having that relationship. It's parents sitting down, helping their kids with homework. And if the kids don't understand, if the parents don't understand, then they need to get some tutoring too. A lot of these parents, you know, they're not educated enough to even care about education.
They can't even do the math the kids bring home.
Exactly. And they're not even, you know, they're not looking as far as, you know, past high school and on to college. You know, a lot of parents, they didn't go to college. So if they child go to college, great. If they don't, oh well. You know, it's not stressed in the homes. And so I think the most important thing, we need to educate the parents on the importance of education.
That's right.
And the importance of instilling greatness in their kids.
All
you
day.
Know what I'm saying? It's more than just saying, oh, you could be president. It's sitting down, having a plan and saying, this is your goals. How are we going to meet these goals? What are you going to do to meet these goals? Yep. You know what I'm saying? It's having a family plan.
A family plan.
You know what I'm
saying?
Whether a dad is in the house or not. There's nothing wrong with having a family plan.
That's right.
But I, as far as the churches, I think, you know, the churches want to empower. Hold some parenting classes. That's the first thing you
there
can
you
do.
There you go. Right.
If you want to empower, hold some parenting classes that, you know, if it's single mothers.
Instead of speaking in tongue classes.
Exactly. Instead of focusing on, you know, he's like he said, speaking in tongues, focus on, you know, mothers, single mothers. You
church
know,
dancing class.
You know, how to raise a son. You know, Jews to raise a son and have some mentoring for the sons.
That's right.
The you basics of the basics
and teach
of
mothers
life.
That, to understand that just because the father's not in the house doesn't mean that the son becomes the man of the house.
That's
he's
right.
not the man of the house. He's
come on.
The son.
That's a boy.
Come on.
And he can't get his butt beat.
That's right. Get the beat, the fire to him.
So, you know, that's my point. I wanted to say, you know, you have to first start with educating the parents and letting them know the importance of education. That if they don't have it in them to give, then how can they instill that into their kids?
I think I totally agree with that, man. I think education is major. And I will say this. I think that if it took generations to get us to this point, because we didn't get to this point on our own. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When you go through slavery and you go through all this type of stuff, and it was still only 50 years departed from Martin Luther King.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, you're still dealing with some things in African American community that has come because of slavery. And I'm not trying to make this an excuse, but it's just reality. You know what I'm saying? When you've had 400 plus years of institutionalized slavery, mm-hmm. you create a generation that reproduces some of the habits that we see today.
That's right.
And so it's not going to be an overnight thing. You know what I'm saying? And I truly believe that we are making changes. You know what I'm saying? And I believe we're making steps. The only problem is there's so much that we don't see it. You know what I'm saying? But there's more young black people going to college today than there ever was before.
Right.
There's more black people with bachelor's and master's degree than ever was before. Mm-hmm. There's more young black men who are in the home taking care of their young families than ever before. You know what I'm saying? There's more black men and young black men who are in higher positions of ownership or management than there ever was before. So basically, we're trying to make an ocean full of change.
Right.
And if you take out 1,000 cups, it still looked like nothing's happened.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? But we have made some changes.
That's right.
And I think all we can do is, I think the key is to be consistent.
Right.
Be consistent with the education.
Right.
And real talk, this is what we really need. Black people, those that have made it out, middle class,
need to come back.
Come back, man.
Come back.
Right,
rich
right.
folks.
Come back.
Or even if you live, be honest, it's not even the middle class of rich folks. Even if you live in the hood, you know what I'm saying? If you live in the hood, it's better from somebody that's in the hood to try to change the hood
right.
than somebody to try to come from the middle class, you know, ain't been in the hood in 15 years.
That's right.
And now all of a sudden you want to, you know what I'm saying, transform the hood.
Right, but my thing is, if you come back, make sure you come back with a message. Don't come back like, oh, I'm rich and, you know, looking down on people. Or you know, come back and say, you know, I'm a ball player. You know, you could be a ball player. Come back and stress
what a
the
real message
of education.
You, could do
you know,
it
don't say
you come back for photo ops.
You know, don't say stay in school so you could be a ball player. You know what I'm saying? Say stay in school and take advantage of your education so that you can become anything you want to become. You don't
exactly.
necessarily have to become a ball player or a lawyer or a doctor. You know, there's other jobs. There's engineers, there's counselors, there's teachers.
All day.
You know, but you have to take advantage of the education.
Play
not
me.
Just put it in their mind that, oh, all I got to do is keep a C so I can stay on the football team, so I can stay on the basketball team.
Firecracker.
Teach them to be on the honor roll and the dean's list.
All day. There you go.
Let me, can I chime in?
Can you jingle in?
Can I jingling a wing in?
We don't know about the wing and wing part.
This is what I'm talking about here.
What are you talking about?
This is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. Preacher man.
Here we go.
You know I'm going to say it. Sometimes you got to get away from God going to bless you with money. You need to get saved, blah, 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 blah. Come with a message that dealing with you need education. You need to teach them how to love the families and all that.
Yep.
But all you want to preach about, you need to be saved. You need to be saved. You need to get your money. You can do all that and your house is still tore up.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And exactly. The father's still beating the wife upside the head. He ain't at home with his family. But he come to church. All you want to hear about Jesus, Jesus, Lord, Lord. That's fine, but give me some life principles.
And here's the thing. Jesus, if we really are following Jesus, he does transform life.
That's right.
Right.
And he will compel you
right.
to go and not just go to the hood, put up a tent, and have a huck a buck good time.
That's right.
But what he will do is he will compel you to build a medical clinic to help those that are sick.
That's
he
right.
will compel you to have a textbook fundraising drive for the kids in the hood because their textbooks are chewed up or
right.
book bags and,
right.
and school supplies and let's scholarship some kids to take field trips because sometimes
right.
you just got to get all you got to do is take a kid out the hood and show them something
because a lot of kids they think that their hood is the world.
That's
like,
it.
This
right.
is all
that's right.
you know. The kids I work with, you know, the low economic population, and that's all they know is the hood. They've never been anywhere. Like it's so funny. Last week I asked one of my kids. I said, you know, oh, are you going out of town for Thanksgiving? He was like, yeah. I was like, oh, where you going? He was like, the Hampton. He lived in Newport News. Dang. And it's sad. It's funny, but you know, really,
it's sad because they really haven't been nowhere.
Right. So, like you said,
field trips. Out of the hood. You know what I'm saying?
You know, take them to Harvard. Take them, you know,
take them to a ball game. Take them to, yeah, all day. Well, look, hopefully that answers some of your questions, Chad. That was an excellent question.
Excellent take.
Excellent question. And, you know what I'm saying? You, Chad. You know what I'm saying?
Drinks on me, Chad.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Sparkling apple cider on me, Chad. You have the ham comment of the month. Amen. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what that is. Let's get back to some music. Sean Cook and True, the Ham Sandwich Show. I rock Keys. Let's go.
Take me back. I never knew you said don't go. passion, all because of my pride.
I know what time it is, y'all.
Thunder.
Ho! You know what I'm saying? And today's Thundercat caller, it's actually from a caller that we dealt with before. Okay. And he really didn't have a comment. You know what I'm saying? He didn't really have a comment. But I just wanted to play his call, man.
Hey, what's going on, Ham Sandwich Show? Praise the Lord to you all. This is Greg, truck driver out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. I just got to listen to you all's recent episode. It's October 3rd, 2010. And I appreciate you all commenting back about what it is that I called in as far as, you know, being slightly, I hate to say the word offended because I'm not really offended, but I don't know right now another word for it. As far as you all, you know, play speaking in tongues and whatnot. The value of you all show, a lot of people would say it's because you all speak the truth. I do appreciate the honesty in that. But my rebuttal to the rebuttal, I believe when I called in last, I didn't use any scriptures to support why I believe in what I believe in because I didn't want to do the Bible geography as far as, you know, this is the word in which I believe on. And because I feel like sometimes we can use the word as a weapon instead of encouraging one another, we end up debating one another or we end up chopping each other down. That was my intent, and I hope that didn't come across as such. As I've always been appreciative of anyone, especially young men, especially young black men, that wants to do something positive for our kingdom. And I always want to support and encourage that. I hope that if one day you all come to Fayetteville, that, you know, you'll look me up and, you know, instead of going to the after-hours spot to get a hot meal, you know, I'll have my wife and, you know, we'll pick you all up a meal or two.
What's up?
It's a good trip. And, you know, I love conversation and, you know, entertaining. So, you all, next time you all in town, you know, please look me up. My name is Greg Hawkins.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up!
Now, you might be asking, why did I play that? And obviously, Greg, thank you for the call, Greg.
Yeah,
and Greg had a call and talked about he really didn't like that we spoke in tongues, and I don't remember how we answered, but you know how we do. So, first of all, Greg, we definitely, you know, we didn't mean to offend you. We don't mean to offend
no one,
anybody.
That's right.
But I shouldn't even say but it is a but because if we are saying something according to the word, then it could offend some people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing that we can necessarily do about that. But we definitely don't want to personally. We definitely do not want to personally offend you, Greg.
Right.
At all, man. And to be honest, you sound like a good brother, man.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's why I played the call because I'm like,
yes, sir.
This dude sound like a good dude. We are in Fayetteville. We go down to Manor Church.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes once or twice a year, doing hip hop or sometimes, you know, my pops or whatever. But You know what I'm saying? So we might just have to do that. He actually left his information. Right. So I might have to, cause he's like a good dude.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? And at first when he said the after hours spot, I was like, hold up, we ain't going to the Tata Bar. What is he talking about? But obviously he was talking about after hours, after church, you go get something to eat. And instead of doing that, him and his wife will cook you a good meal.
That's
I appreciate that.
You don't know us when we come down there. Don't act like you
know what I'm saying?
Sean True, who's cook who?
You know what I mean? That joint touched my heart.
We got a tear on down his left eye.
You know what I'm saying? That joint touched, you know what I'm saying? That joint almost made the song cry.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? I can't see him coming down my eyes, but I got to make the song cry.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? But I wanted to play that because I really appreciate, this is why I love the ham sandwich
That's
show.
Right.
This is why I love the, it's callers like Greg that make me love the ham sandwich.
That's right.
Because, you know what I'm saying, Greg may have a difference of opinion on tongues with us, but at the end of the day, that's not what matters.
That's right.
That's a good brother.
That's a good dude.
You know what I'm saying? And we try to be good people. You know what I mean? And Greg seemed like a dude that I would cool out with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you're right, Greg. You know what I'm saying? Even though that we do use the scripture because we want to be accurate.
That's right.
You know what I mean? But it can get to the point where if you're not careful, your Bible beat each other scripture-wise.
Right. Right.
And I hate that just as much as any other person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And obviously, if it's the truth, then we just need to sometimes put down cultural cues or how we feel and line up with it.
Right.
You know what I mean? But to go to the point where we're throwing King James Bibles at each other, that don't benefit nobody.
That's right.
You know what I mean? But I just want to play that call because I appreciated it.
I love it.
You know what I'm saying? He felt like a good dude.
Yes, sir.
And I was like, you know what I'm saying? These are the type of people that we have listening to the Ham Sandwich Show.
Right.
My man drive a truck. He probably listen to the show as he's driving his truck.
Keeping
he support
warm.
The show.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? He support us in what we do. You know what I'm saying?
All day.
And may have a little issue. You know what I'm saying? So what we might have to do for Greg, we may have to do a one... No tongue, no fake tongue talking show. In honor, Greg.
All right.
Respect, Greg.
You know what I'm saying? All
right.
Respect them cookies.
Because I was really feeling the dude,
yeah, I'm
son.
Feeling, but let me get mine out. That 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 no. Hey, got. Show no, but go be me. That that that. Hey, but that show da. I got it all out, man.
Scooby doing it.
Over there, Scooby doing. You know what I'm saying? But
Greg,
I just so
sure.
I appreciate that call.
Sure.
And you know what I'm saying? I appreciate that's you chiming in. Hey, look, guys, you can always call in the Ham Sandwich. Hotline is 757-325-9493. Or go to www.thehamsandwichshow.com. Or you can go to Facebook and type in The Ham Sandwich Show. Leave your comments on Facebook. We're trying to get our Facebook up. So go to Facebook and leave your comments on Facebook. Start chats on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Or if you want a more lengthy discussion, go to the Ham Sandwich Network and sign up. And, you know what I'm saying, a big shout out to Kimberly, who's actually joined the Ham team. She's actually posting articles every week,
okay.
Every
Kimberly.
Saturday.
Thank
you know what I'm saying? And so, definitely big shout out to
Kimberly.
On what she's doing. And so that's what it is, man. We definitely appreciate y'all. Listen to the Ham Show. It's the kid, Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy, Shank Nick. A.K.A. Cook Dog, A.K.A. the drummer Beast Boy. You heard me?
And I am True Asia. And the quote of the day is, silent gratitude isn't much use to anyone. So we thank you all for the love and support you show the Ham Sandwich every week. Keep listening as we bring you the fun facts and funny.
That's what's up. And if y'all didn't see it, on the website, SeanSlaughter.net, we got the prototype gift pack. You know what I'm saying? We get a t-shirt, get a CD, get some wristbands. Some other little things
get
and
your wrist up.
Get your wrist game right. You know what I'm saying? For a nice low price, you can it's a nice package for Christmas. And you know what I'm saying? So order now so we can ship that out to you. So go to showstore.net and go check that out. And we appreciate y'all listening to
What in a Ham Sandwich?
Peace.
Peace.
Sometimes life seems so different.
Today's Ham playlist. Music set 1, Tadashi, brand new. Music set 2, Pro, AU. Music set 2, Show Baraka, We Can Be More. Ham Reese Mix exclusive by DJ Outrock Jesus. Music set 3, Song 1, Mary Mary, I'm Walking. Song 2, Dietrich Haddon, Don't Go. 1.